But it made me work out yesterday, so.
That's pretty cool.
That's what it's all about.
I didn't see you post your results, so.
Oh, ho, ho.
Well, have I ever? Have you ever seen me post footage of me working out? Come on now, listen to the party. You got the old Tommy Peck, Connor, Jimmy Z, Big Motor, Jay, and Evan Barnes. And Gov, so in the ear to hear, you got nothing to lose. If you don't, then yourself. People are going to be so mad. People are going to be so irrationally mad.
I mean, I'm not happy about it.
Go back to the old Dax!
Welcome to the pod.
Not my pod. It's not my Gax.
Those Gax stunk. What was that? Get. What the hell is that? It's get. Get that get out of here.
Is nothing fucking sacred in this country to you?
No. Aside from the New England Patriots, my friend.
You're goddamn right.
Well said.
I love your new tradition of having a goddamn nice old Loma Brewing Company beer.
Hey, somebody's got to drink it.
Shout out Kevin Nicholas. I am Tony Dix.
Today, we have a Jiu-Jitsu Hazy IPA.
Ooh.
Not how bad. Jiu-Jitsu. All of Uke's beers are delicious.
What's your favorite one? The lime?
Well, it depends because the Mexican variety, like the Mexican lager that Zito had as well.
So good.
That's like 4.5% alcohol, so it's more like a regular beer. Like some of these guys, you know, we're looking at 9% alcohol. So you slug one of these, remember, you got to drive home, you got to drink a couple bottles of water. But they're all delicious.
Hey, and don't forget, a little Loma coffee if you need it, you know, just in case you do have to drive home in an instance.
I hate coffee, but
me too.
The beer is delicious.
What?
Oh, I thought you were about to say welcome to the pod.
I already did say welcome to the pod.
Oh, man.
I still like beer.
And then, and then it was not my pod. Then we got into Loma Brewing Company.
Yep. Great company.
Shout out you.
Fucking try to stay along.
Shout out you. I'm here. I'm back. Sorry.
Welcome to the pod. I am Tony Dix. Joined by Ty Schmidt, Boston Connor, Nick Morado, and Cuban Zeet.
Yellow.
How are you, Zeet?
Yeah, not bad. Can't wait to look at this folder.
I am so pumped.
Why?
I mean, I don't know.
There some things in there that you think maybe?
There's some things in there I think we might talk about. And also, I want to just talk about how Hamilton's on Disney Plus now. Me and Zeet have been talking about how...
Has anyone seen it yet?
We really... Zeet has seen the play.
I almost watched it the other night. It's 2 hours and 50 minutes. So
50?
It's 2:50?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There's an intermission for 20 seconds, so just take that 20 seconds out.
Is that a commercial?
Okay.
It's just an intermission. It's a countdown.
Oh, fire. So they do it. That's kind of cool that they do, since it's a Broadway movie, play, thing, they do an intermission.
I will. Does it have that in there?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Okay.
You're 100% positive?
Yeah, I watched it the other day because I've seen the play.
Ooh.
Oh. You're pointing at something right now.
You watched it already.
Boston Connor just said that you guys were talking about watching it.
You watched it with.
And then you just said.
Oh, what do we have here?
You just said that you watched it.
Seems like we have a problem.
So,
Zeet had. I mean, admittedly, you already saw it before. It's not.
Yeah.
As
so no matter what,
he saw it in real life.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
So I will say I thought they were gonna do a little more.
Like singing?
Away from the play. Because it literally is them on a stage.
Oh, you thought... So I thought it was more like live action?
Exactly. More cinematically, I guess, is what I'm looking for. I'm not
sure. So it's literally just a play.
It's not a
filmed.
Movie.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a play.
Yeah, but I thought Disney was going to like kind of redo it and be more like
maybe
off the stage.
More of a production.
Sure. Exactly.
Beef it up a bit.
Maybe they learned from Cats.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
Show us the buttholes first, but...
Release the butthole tapes.
But no, end of the day, I enjoyed the play a lot better, obviously, because I was there. Yeah. But if it was more of like a movie cinematically, a lot
Are
better.
Are you
be better.
Being critical of something you watch?
I love it.
Yes, I think I am. It is a... the grass is green on the other side.
Yeah, it is.
And you saw it with a different...
Cast,
with
like a Z squad, yeah. Like, it was a bad squad, but it was still good.
You're saying Indiana Broadway got the Z squad?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, not the Expendables.
The way they... I remember... Our Alexander Hamilton was the backup in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So like that
understudy,
was like the way.
If you will.
Yes, exactly. I was an understudy. So he was like, "Oh, it's gonna be so good. We have the understudy from Chicago, but the Chicago one, I believe, was like the C squad."
The Chicago Hamilton or Chicago the play?
Chicago the Hamilton. So,
Okay. Because also,
I thought you were talking about the backup in Chicago.
Chicago,
no,
wonderful play.
Is there
big play dudes? Show? Huh?
Yeah. Is there dudes in Chicago?
Oh, with no idea.
I always thought it was all ladies. I could be wrong though.
What's her name in it? Christina Aguilera was in it.
I always get Chicago and Moulin Rouge. Mixed up, which apparently, is what I think you just did.
I do yep. as well.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, I Bingo. Believe, is in Chicago.
She dumps Zeta, off.
Which also was Zeta? A movie, right? Chicago yeah, was a movie.
Say it anyway, Zeta.
Chicago's a movie and a TV show. Chicago PD, Chicago Police,
Chicago Fire.
Yep.
I love when they do crossover episodes when all three are combined.
Oh, it's always
I've never
know,
seen.
How can you not?
See, I mean, but think about.
I've never seen one, but I love the idea of it.
Yeah, I love the Jimmy Neutron.
There's nothing better than a crossover episode.
Jimmy Neutron, Fairly Odd Parents, those crossovers. Danny Phantom, dude. I believe, also.
What?
Those crossovers were
that
next
never
level.
Happened, did it?
Yeah, they did. What, you don't like those?
Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron. Fucking
oh my
stunk.
God!
I know you
Foxy, didn't like Jimmy Neutron.
You and Foxy
Neutron
ring that stunk. Bell a lot.
Worse, you thought it was worse than Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
Oh,
for sure,
dude.
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Jimmy Neutron,
the greatest crossover of all time is Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers.
Bingo! Thank you,
yeah.
Z.
Yeah, greatest Shit. Crossover of all. time.
I mean, they didn't really do the Turtles justice in that episode,
they did
but
not.
Just the novelty of them being together was great.
That was
it's the greatest meme on the internet too. By the
it's
way,
it's also not leave off Pokemon and Digimon.
Yeah,
they did a crossover.
They never did that.
If Dragon Ball Z would have been thrown in there too. Just because they're the same type of art doesn't mean they did a fucking crossover.
Well, let's bring
you
the
ignorant
fucking
piece
anime
of shit.
Historian yeah, Bill out here and let him dive
I'm
into
surprised.
It.
I'm surprised.
I thought.
Well, actually, what were you saying?
I thought they did. I could be wrong. You're
I
right.
I don't think so.
That'd be like,
you know, combining DC and Marvel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess they
Who
might
have combined
that in video games. Yes. But
okay,
multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that I was just gonna Simpsons and Family Guy did one.
Oh, that was a good one.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, dude.
I did well on TV.
Looks here like Supernatural and Scooby-Doo did one. Didn't see that one.
Supernatural?
The Simpsons in 24 did one.
If I remember correctly.
Jack Bauer was in 24.
The X-Files and Cops.
Really? Charmed did one with somebody. I can't remember what it was.
I would love to see Charmed crossover with anything.
The CSI universe did a three-way crossover between Vegas, Miami.
I might go back and watch all three of those shows just so I can watch that.
Charmed and Baywatch should have done a crossover.
Law and Order did a crossover, I believe, with whatever Law and Order things do.
SVU and Criminal Intent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chicago. Obviously, the Chicago crossovers, which we have referenced. Which
I will say, they used my cousin's apartment, and they said they were going to use it for, you have a very nice apartment. They shit on it during the episode.
No way.
They used it as a crack house.
Chicago?
Yeah. So it was the fire one.
Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy did a crossover.
Ooh, Grey's and Private Practice also.
Oh, the Brooklyn Nine-Nine New Girl was... It was not bad.
That. I have not got to that episode
yet. It's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Fox loves a good crossover.
They do.
They might be the king of the crossovers.
King of the cross. The AI of television, if you will.
Speaking of Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
I don't know if you hear the sirens in the background.
Ladder 49 blazing past the office right now.
I can't hear it. I can hear it now.
Yeah.
Wrestling. T's and peace.
Good luck. Yeah.
T's and peace.
T's and peace.
You want to get to the folder?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well pull it up.
Yeah.
It right in your fucking face, dude. Yeah. A snake flicking
right
you off.
Right in my face. Right in your fucking face.
That's a snake that doesn't have arms.
No, those are real, bro. This guy found this snake online. It's a real photo of a snake with arms. You guys are fucking idiots.
What you guys are looking at is a picture of a snake with drawn on arms, giving Connor the middle finger.
They drew.
And I believe they drew an eyebrow.
The eyebrow was a nice touch.
Mm-hmm. Look, how cool would this snake be?
We never said they wouldn't be cool.
But now we acknowledge that they should exist, and that I should be right.
But I only think arms, not legs.
Yeah, I don't want a snake running after me. No way.
No, I think like they should. The bottom half should be normal. But when they fucking hiss up.
Yeah, they have.
When they cobra up.
Yeah, yeah, because obviously
they should have arms.
They would kind of be stored in the body, obviously.
Yeah, and then
when they
up.
Came up, yeah.
Well, yeah, they would be jacked, too, because they'd just be doing push-ups all day.
True, yep.
Oh, see, I kind of like the little skinny arms like this guy.
That snake would be jacked.
Yes, you know that, but Nick's definitely right, but I would want a garden snake that has very small arms like this, so I could, like...
Honestly, there would definitely be one Foxy-style snake who refused to lift. And then.
Honestly, snakes with arms kind of look like the aliens from Men in Black that smoke cigarettes.
Yeah,
that's where they grabbed the arms from in Photoshop.
Yeah, those guys were awesome. What were they called?
Fucking aliens with arms.
There it is.
They yelled something, and they were always like, "Yeah,
the cop, chupacabra!"
Like knocking shit over.
No, those guys were awesome.
They love Six.
They did love Six.
One of the better parts.
Reds too, right? They're smoking cowboy killers.
Yeah.
Believe so.
Got to do it.
You still smoking?
No, I wish. I would love to be hacking a dart, but. What are you going to do? Hey, COVID's still around. You know, hey, we'll wait till the Rona.
You did get some shit on Pat McAfee's show, 10 to noon every day on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
About your whiteboard that said, if everyone in the world smokes cigs, the world would be a better place. I mean, I know you got shit for that,
but
it wasn't wrong.
It wasn't wrong.
I mean, if everyone was smoking cigs and everyone was like going outside for a smoke break, a lot more conversation would be having about the world and about themselves. And it's kind of like built-in therapy when you go outside and have a cigarette.
Yeah. Think about like
if everyone was dead from cancer at 55, that would be electric.
Well, hold on. That obviously, Nick,
I don't know why I had to turn it that way. But.
You know, let's just think about modern medicine. You know, maybe 5 years from now, hopefully there might be some sort of cure. But with that being said, think about like in an environment where you know you're working in an office, right? Oh, this job stinks. You know, it's a desk job. There's cubicles, but then you go outside and there's like five people out there smoking butts, shooting the shit, and you jump in there. Hey, who's got a lighter? I got Marlboro Reds. Who's got 27s? And you guys just start. You just start hacking it.
Now you got a new best friend.
Now work doesn't suck as much. And
you
all
would
of
love
sudden,
Mad Men. You would love Mad Men.
You would love Mad Men. Like you would just start getting into a Peaky Blinders.
Alcoholism is on the rise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously that's not a benefit. I don't think, but you understand the premise. Of
we'll work it out.
The camaraderie.
Maybe we'll invent something that's healthier that people do that for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they thought they had it with vaping, but then turns around you have to carry like a tuba case around the fucking, you know. Some people in their fucking vapes. Man.
I thought you were going to meet Lou Holtz there for some reason.
Like you're sucking robot dick all day long.
Would Lou Holtz smoke a vape?
Listen, if I hit a vape right now, my lug would explode on impact. I already have popcorn lug, okay? I've been smoking Marlboro Reds for 65 years, so no, you won't catch me vaping anything, okay? Keep it moving. Go Notre Dame.
Next. Wait, did we do anything yet?
Snake with arms.
I just wanted to show you this eel.
Yeah, this is very cool.
Did you know that eels?
I could
sing it. Do you want me to sing it? How the tweet is
typed? Yeah.
When the jaws open wide and there's more jaws inside, that's amore.
I didn't get that. That is good.
It's more eel.
That's a more eel. Do you know that they have?
Shout out, Alvin.
They have.
Yeah.
And I don't think this got the love that it deserved. This should have had 65,000 retweets at least.
I need to look it up. Who tweeted this?
Albs SFC.
Albs SFC.
Look at that.
It got 41,000 retweets. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Fair.
Good job.
But do you guys know that an eel, like, I don't know, 16 feet into its mouth has a second set of teeth?
Oh, yeah, the pharyngeal jaw.
Pharyngeal jaw. The pharyngeal. Up.
Nick was actually just talking about pharyngeal jaws.
We had a discussion the other night at the bar about the pharyngeal jaw.
Well, and we were saying, too, like, imagine how much easier it would be to eat if we had a pharyngeal jaw.
I'd gladly take my arms for a pharyngeal jaw.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that an eel has never choked to death.
Oh, look at that thing. That thing would chop anything down.
Unless a fucking snake with arms came up on it and just rear naked choked it.
That's not a choke. That's being strangled.
Okay, fair enough.
And he has never choked to death on its own. Like, you know how sometimes like you accidentally don't chew your steak enough? Yeah. And it goes down, mm-hmm. And then you have to reach back into your throat and pull it out or you'll die?
Yeah. Terrible. Happens to me.
Well, that's because an eel has never tried to suck Zito's dick before.
Oh!
Ew!
Has anyone here ever had to been given the Heimlich?
No.
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 It's the most embarrassing thing of all time.
So you've had it happen?
I'd rather choke before someone does that to me.
Bill
has. Yes! Yes!
I was at a White Castle. Oh, he muted himself.
So not exactly the Heimlich, but whenever I was younger, like I used to choke on mozzarella sticks and steak all the time.
Oh, that's a big one.
Bill, chew your food.
Yeah, mozzarella and steak. Those are the two main.
I had to get
my jawsy hurts.
I had to get
you need a pharyngeal jaw
smack on the back.
Yeah,
and just, like pop it out.
Oh, so this is like a regular occurrence for you?
Yeah, every time it was Applebee's.
What would you get?
Which, if I know you, Bill, it was like three times a week.
It was about three times. I mean, every time I went, I would get.
So you're the choking kid walking in every time?
Yep, mozzie sticks and steak.
Someone cut up his mozzarella sticks.
Someone let the chef know the Heimlich kid is here. Yeah. So cut up his food pretty small and tell Terry in the back, too, to get ready to give him CPR just in case.
Right? I mean, in his defense, I use steak as an example, but mozzarella sticks I also have choked on before.
I've choked on deep dish pizza before.
Yep, anything cheesy. Yep. Cheese is dangerous.
It cheese is. Will get you.
Next. Yep. Thanks, Bill.
See you, Bill.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people who sent this in, and 100% the sound of the bird that I was displaying and talked about was a sandhill crane.
Crane, yeah. Which you said. You said crane.
I don't think anyone ever said crane.
No, I said a loon.
Yeah, you did say a loon. Yep,
and I ran with it.
There was a lot of people upset about the loon. Because it was not the loon.
Why?
Yeah. Is that a big loon community? I didn't know that.
Yeah. There is a big bird community. Yeah,
That's the sandhill crane.
There's a big bird community that listens to this show because most of the responses were like, just judging by the sound, that sounds like a sandhill crane.
I consider myself to know a little bit about a lot of different things. Just a little bit. A little sprinkling of variety of subjects. The ornithological variety, I'm clueless about.
Yeah.
What is that word?
Ornithological.
Yep. Yeah.
Porn?
Without the P.
Pornological?
No, and added TH in there.
Oh. I just don't get, like, are loons not good looking enough for the crane
community? No. It's just like it's like being like, that was a tiger when it was really a lion. Like, you just can't.
Loons are pretty rare, too, I think.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of Gone 60 Seconds when they're listing the engines. And is a GT500. I wish I had that power.
If loons are rare, too, I'm sure the loon community was like, hey, look, you're not going to be hearing from the loons on some video. They're untouchable.
So now, granted, I've never heard of a sandhill crane before, and I have heard of a loon, so.
I have seen the sandhill crane with my own eyes and looking at it on the TV right now. That is what it was. I'm telling you.
They look like models.
These things were like.
Seriously, those eyes.
Long-legged models.
This thing doesn't do a justification. These things were at least 6 feet tall.
Isn't me or the little ducklings look like they're trying to hitch a ride?
They look like they're hiking up their skirt because they're afraid of getting water.
Yeah, yep. Don't want to get socks wet.
Mm-hmm. So these are like the kind of birds that look like they hang out on the backs of gators and crocs.
Yes.
No, too big.
On really? Gators and
too
crocs?
Big, way too big.
Those were croc hill cranes.
Way too big.
What? Those are croc hill crayons?
Cranes. Some people do say crayon, like crayon.
Crayon.
We hear say crayon. I've heard people say crayon or whatever the fuck they say.
Crayon.
Those people, I'm not friends with any of them.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
You've never heard people say crayon weird?
Here's actually the next.
Like what, crayon? No.
Yeah.
Crayon.
I don't know if I've ever heard
comes,
someone.
Here comes Bill.
Jesus.
You never heard crayons? I've heard that before. Crayons.
Yeah, maybe I have. I mean, I'm not fucking pulling my 64 pack of crayons out. You know what I mean?
You guys talking about Crayola crowns?
What? Oh, Jesus.
Get out.
That's not how you say that word.
No, I 100% say crowns.
Don't.
You say what?
My entire
say what?
Life, crowns.
Why?
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, like what you wear on your head. And it's the exact same word to me.
Are you a moron, Bill? That's not how it's spelled.
Get him out.
I told you, there's fucking human beings.
Ty, get him.
Not surprised it's fucking Bill.
I can't say crown. Crayon.
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 No.
Say it.
Crayon.
Crayon.
Okay, there it is. It's that easy.
I'm going to make you eat a bowl of crayons if you don't start saying it the right way.
It's like coupon. And coupon.
Oh. Well, even coupon. It's coupon.
Coupon. Or coupon.
Oh, Cool Whip.
Oh, it's definitely not coupon, even though, unless you're saying it for fun.
Zeet's a big coupon guy.
Coupon.
I believe I say, hey, you hear me? Those coupons. I'm a coupon.
Coupon,
guy.
I've heard
coupon,
that.
Coupon.
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 Coupon is.
Like coupon.
Coupon hate.
Coupon's absurd. Coupon's as absurd as crown. I mean, that was ridiculous. Crayola crowns.
Next. This guy sent this in. Dick told me that I need to get my head checked, and I can't for the life of me think why.
Get your head checked. What was it in response to?
The episode CTE. Yesterday.
Well, you think you might have CTE, right?
Well, I have gotten it checked, and I do have CTE, so.
Oh.
Joke's on you, guy. You just took a shot at me.
Got
you, for
bitch.
My disability.
Now, how do you feel?
How do you feel?
Jeez.
Piece of shit. Next.
Think before you tweet.
Supermarket Sweep is now on Netflix, and I need to know what everyone from the Pod PMI would try and grab if they were on it. I don't know what this is.
Oh, Tony, watch it tonight. Seriously.
Is it better than The Floor is Lava?
Yes.
A billion times. This is like an old game show from like the early 90s.
Yeah, it's basically what Guy Fieri ripped off for Guy's Girl.
Bingo. Well, it's not Bingo, yeah, except they don't cook.
Okay, so it's Guy took it and made it better.
No. Guy ripped it off.
No, Guy ripped it off big time.
And then
guy,
made it better.
The guy reads the fucking ID cards. He does like this.
Yep, they're the old ones.
Supermarket Sweep was electric.
It was.
So you just run through and you grab whatever you want.
You try to accumulate the most money as possible from your grocery run.
So you go to the fillets.
The turkeys go fast.
The butterball turkeys.
The big.
Oh, and they have found the butterball turkey.
Dude,
it's electric. And you always if you filled up a thing of coffee or candy, that was always $200. So people would fucking beeline right towards that and stuff. You could only grab six of the same item.
Okay. Yeah. So six butterball turkeys?
Everyone was getting six butterball turkeys.
Well, you forget that cart gets heavy.
It does.
Yeah, I get that.
And there would be...
What are butterball turkeys? $100 a piece?
I think they're $70 each.
Something really? Like that. How much people spend for Thanksgiving?
Basically like a brick of gold.
Yeah. It was like the 90s too, so now it's probably worth
$100. And there's trivia where you would have an item from the store. They'd do a word scramble, and the people have to go on the buzzer, and they all did that. So you would get more time on the clock. So
I feel like I might remember it.
It's fucking awesome,
they were
dude.
Flying around
they
in that
did.
Cart too.
They ran full speed with these fucking shopping carts, and never really see any collisions, but you'd see some fat stooges just barreling down an aisle. It was awesome. It's a great show. Everyone should watch it.
All right, I'll give it a run.
Yep, there
that's
he is.
The high speed right there.
There
he
is. Yeah. Welcome to Supermarket Sweep.
Are they back?
The top right. I believe Leslie Jones is the new host.
Do I know it's back? Wow.
I was doing some research last night.
Did you do it?
What? Yeah, I did. I said I can't a couple times. No, I would rather watch the old ones. I have no interest in watching a new version of this.
Oh.
Next.
I don't know if I can.
That'll be a good clip.
What's it going to take to get just one segment of Nick Morello's Mad Libs back on the pod? We'll think about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you gotta ask.
Normally we do it for special occasions, and there hasn't been a holiday recently, so.
I thought that was the whole thing.
What do you mean?
We just would have came back from one.
Well, we missed it.
Yeah, missed it.
When's the next one? Memorial Day?
I forget.
Memorial Day was in May.
Labor.
There you go.
Someone's birthday's coming up soon, I think.
Is anyone's birthday coming up soon? I think we all have winter birthdays.
We could probably squeeze one in the end of July, I think.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe we'll do one for sports coming back.
Oh.
There you go.
The week between the MLB starting and then the NBA starting.
Something to think about.
We'll do a sports one.
But We'll think about thinking about it.
There we go.
Think about thoughting.
I mean, we enjoy the Mad Libs, too.
Yeah, they're fun.
I like Mad Libs, yeah. They were great time.
The only thing that sucks about them is sometimes you don't know what a verb or a noun
is. It does take a second to process, all right, what type of word
Before the episode, I'll print out a sheet of a verb and a noun and a pronoun and adjective and stuff like that.
Oh, cheat sheet. Cheat sheet for Zeet.
I like that a lot. Can I make it a quarterback sleeve?
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Zeet cheat sheet.
I love a good cheat sheet.
Have you ever worn a quarterback cheat sheet for anything?
Oh, no. The only thing we did when we were cheating back in the day was the vitamin water side panel. So you bring a vitamin water in and you change the whole entire... All the nutrients, and that's all the...
The what?
The nutrients. Quip.
All right, next.
Z cheat sheet.
Pod error. I don't know if it's an error, guy. You guys covered board games, and Tornado Rex didn't come up. One of the best games of the 90s, hikers climbing up, then Tornado Rex comes spinning down, knocking climbers off the 3D board. I don't remember this game.
I've never heard of this, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah, did you get to
there
be
was
Tornado
a
Rex, though?
Game where, I thought it was a Tasmanian Devil, where you spun it.
I do remember that as well, but I think that was just
action. Oh, it is. That's figure. Exactly what he's talking about. I do remember this game.
I can't get a photo.
Yeah, this is a great game. Do this one, Z. The one with that one. So you spun it, and he spun down the path. And if your hikers got fucking knocked off the path, you were fucked.
This was a frustrating game.
This was a great game.
Never played it.
Really?
Huh.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Because, I mean, once Tornado Rex got spinning,
oh, he ain't stopping.
There was nothing you can do, and you just prayed that your little hiker just didn't get knocked off the mountain.
How long would it take to complete a game?
I don't think it was that long.
Okay. I may fucking see if I can buy Tornado Rex this weekend.
So it's Candy Crush, but tornadoes.
Candyland?
Yes.
We didn't mention Candyland yesterday. I did.
Candyland fucking stinks.
No, really? Ty, yeah, no.
It stinks.
I like Candyland.
It's for babies.
No.
Yeah, I'm a baby.
Babies.
It's for babies.
Baby game.
For young kids.
Can we talk about like the worst? Want to talk about the worst board games of all time?
The worst board games.
Monopoly.
Dude,
come on. Monopoly's not bad. It takes
respect.
It does. It takes way too long.
It takes too long. It's great.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Super Mario video of board games.
I'll give you this. How about this?
It's OG.
Okay.
That's it.
How about this? Out of the longest games, what's more OG, Risk or Monopoly?
Well, Risk is fun.
Risk.
They're both, I'm going to say, probably equally.
Risk from jump for me.
I mean, the themed Monopoly just takes it next level, too. We had a Simpsons Monopoly back in the day. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Those themes are I want to get a Game of Thrones Catan.
Oh, that would be sick.
Yeah.
Be
the sick. Sword?
No. What?
I have one.
Katana.
Catan. Like the game, the board game Catan.
Settlers of Catan.
I'm
out.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know. I'm unaware.
You guys don't settle. I feel so bad for you.
No.
Settlers of Catan is awesome.
I've actually never played it. I've just seen it.
Oh, sounds like
I've only played it once. But
I always thought
fun.
Settlers of Catan was World of Warcraft.
Yeah. What is this, magic?
No. It's not World of Warcraft. No, it's not. Well, there is a little magic because you got to make the magic happen, or else you won't settle and you won't win. But it is a octagon board, I believe, maybe a hexagon, and no, not a hexagon. It's an octagon, maybe hexagon.
If Risk was Pokemon, Settlers of Catan was like Digimon.
It's an awesome game. There's a longest road you have to collect, so there's five.
Sounds like it stinks.
It's a great game. I'll bring it in and you'll be the judge. We'll
he hasn't explained a single thing yet.
We'll leave it at that.
Magic the Gathering?
No, that's Magic.
That looks like it.
That's a card game. No.
Huh.
It's Settlers of Catan.
Oh, I'll look it up.
He really typed in Magic board game.
Magic the board game.
Well, you have said Settlers of Catan.
I heard Magic.
Well, yeah, but Nick is right. Maybe I haven't explained times. A lick of the game.
That's fine.
Well, I mean, I can't believe you haven't heard of it. I love Catan.
I have heard of it, but I didn't think anyone...
Well, I'm just surprised you guys haven't seen it.
I mean, it's no Battleship.
No.
No,
is that it?
I said that yesterday. I wanted to...
There it is.
It's Chinese Checkers.
Oh, it's Chinese Checkers.
No. Click that.
No, it seems like it's Chinese
Checkers. Click that there. The top left.
Click on Juego Catan.
So the way... You see how
Spanish. I love it.
So you see how there are numbers on the board, so you roll two die.
This game stinks.
Okay.
I'd rather play Chinese Checkers.
I mean, Chinese Checkers would be way better than
Chinese Checkers.
I'd love Chinese Checkers.
That's a board game we didn't talk about.
Because you play with what, 5 people?
We didn't talk about Clue, did we?
No, Clue is great.
Awesome, I have never played a game of Clue. I've seen the movies.
What?
Though. I've never played a game of Clue. Reading.
Isn't Clue, does your guy have glasses?
No, that's Guess Who. It's fucking Colonel Mustard in his study with the candlestick.
Mm, never played that. Seen the movie, though.
What? You never played Clue either?
No.
Clue's great. Game. Great.
Maybe we should do a board game episode.
We should have a younger board sibling game with a little Clue knife, too.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We'll do a board game episode.
Play a board game.
Okay. He's dead.
You know what stinks now? Everyone got lazy. They stopped making board games. They just make those like fucking fill in the blank games with cards.
Yeah. That was a big
hot.
Most of them stink, except for I did play one recently that I kind of enjoy. It's the meme one.
What do you meme?
When you have our job, you just become really good at memes. You're becoming really good at this game.
I feel like the problem with that, though, is like that... After you play that like once or twice, it's like okay,
yeah, you can only play one.
I don't really.
Yeah, I'm a Cards Against Humanity guy for sure, but that's why I asked the question: are board games dead? Because I feel like those are the only games that I see now. Is just
they are
like
in fact dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten a few people saying that they have a little beer and board game night. And
it was big during quarantine.
Carry around a deck of cards than it is a fucking ensemble and board and pieces.
Tornado Rex was cool though. So, shout out.
Yeah.
Every guy wants to last longer in bed, but counting backwards from 100 or singing Mary Had a Little Lamb doesn't always work.
Never.
I'm done.
The folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes. It is the secret to longer, better sex. Romance wipes are convenient over-the-counter wipes, clinically proven to help you last longer, and the packaging is small enough to fit in your teeny tiny back pocket. They're effective, doctor-proved, easy to use, and best of all, fast-acting. Sounds too good to be true, right?
Yeah!
No! Right?
Well, they're the real deal. Studies have shown up to a 340% increase in stamina.
Four more pumps!
That's almost too much.
Romance wipes will ship to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each wipe packet is small enough to hide in your wallet.
Yeah, it is.
That's nice. That's convenient.
That is nice. That's convenient.
Slim and trim.
Convenience is nice.
What makes swipes better than all the creams and foams out there, you might ask? Well, it's the desensitizing effect, dummy. It doesn't transfer to your partner or numb you or your unit. They're super easy to use. Just take them out of your back pocket, wipe it on your most sensitive areas. That's your penis. Wait a few minutes, and that's it. It's the quick way to take your time. Keep Roman swipes in your back pocket for longer, better sex, and get yours fast with free two-day shipping by visiting GetRoman.com/USA.
Oh, shit, I'm gonna nut.
Last longer that time. That was good.
Next. I have a wonderful memory of being a kid and my mom giving me a cookie with a magical Funfetti icing. Years later, I come to find out that it was a laxative icing and I had been constipated and didn't know it. What have your parents lied to you about?
Carrots.
What do you mean?
Go on.
They don't fix your eye vision. I have horrible vision.
Yeah, I thought they do.
They don't fix.
I don't know if you seem like someone that ate a lot of carrots either.
That's why. I didn't trust her.
So, I'm done. So if I'm you would have eaten the carrots, maybe your eyes would have been better.
No. I've had 4 or 5, and it never did anything. I still had a squint to see the board.
I don't know, to be honest.
Me neither.
I don't think so.
I mean, who cares?
I don't think I've ever, yeah.
Parents are pretty straight shooters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Santa.
I'm going to read
some here. If they're lying, probably for my,
I also,
my own good. Like, to be, like this guy's got to realize his mom hooked him up. Like, yeah. He helped him dump all over the place.
When I saw this, I also couldn't think of anything off the top of my head. I'm sure they lied to me all the time. Yeah. And that's what I look forward to as a parent. Being like, Dad, can we go outside? Nope, sun will kill you today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sun's too hot. Today. It'll kill you today. Sitting too close to the TV will ruin your eyesight.
I did that.
It's not true.
That's good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should have ate more carrots.
Looking inside the microwave while it's running will deform your future babies.
Actually, put chip bags
not
in
true.
There. That's, hilarious.
Yeah, that's impossible.
If you pee in the pool, there's a special dye that will turn it red, so everybody knows.
That's true.
It's actually purple.
Not true.
Wait, I thought there not in every pool, but you can have something where that's in the pool.
Has it ever happened? Have you ever seen it happen?
I've seen blue.
Seen it in the movies?
Eating carrots will give you night vision.
Night vision?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
See, I wasn't fucking believing.
I didn't see that, but I know like there are people who play goalie or something. They eat a shit ton of carrots because they say it helps your eyesight.
If you swallow your gum, it will stay in your stomach for years.
Nah, I've been swallowing that gum for years. Yes.
Oh, not true. Yeah. But these are all things.
Oh, if you eat a watermelon would grow in your tummy.
Yeah,
you have to be an absolute stooge to believe that.
You can't go swimming for 30 minutes after eating.
False.
That's just a good guideline.
Yeah.
I don't like you all fucking walking out in the community pool.
That's just looking out for your boy,
family pet. The family pet went to live on a farm. My parents still to this day tell me that is truth. Because we had a large Great Dane.
Oh, Tony.
Tony.
He's gone.
Tony Coach shot him in the head. Goddamn revolver.
I don't think so, because they would tell me the truth at 32.
Look at the rabbits, George.
Tony, he's buried underneath that pool.
No, that's not true. He's a big dog. They put him on a farm.
Why don't you ever go see him?
Never asked.
Do they ever go see him?
You want to call Coach Dex? That was fucking 30 years ago.
That skull you had as a kid, they told you was a T-Rex skull?
Don't fucking do that.
That's Jim, your dog.
We have Coach Dix on the line right here.
Her name was Maddie. Okay. You didn't actually call him, did you?
Yeah, Tony, I shot that thing in the head.
Maybe we should call him.
Had a tumor.
Maybe we should, Zeke.
Alright.
You think he's gonna think he's gonna continue to lie? You think he's gonna continue to lie to me?
I don't know.
We'll see. If you touch a toad, you'll get warts.
That's true.
That's not true.
What the fuck? I thought the gum thing was true too.
If you eat a watermelon,
is this true or false? These are all not true.
Oh, I thought this was like a list of like maybe.
Not that one. That was true. I knew that was true.
I thought it was like a half and half list.
If you eat a watermelon seed, a tree will grow in your stomach.
Oh, aside from that one, I knew that wasn't true.
If you keep making that face, it'll get stuck like that forever. Not true.
I like that.
I didn't care much for that one either. It kind of pissed me off.
If you sneeze with your eyes open,
hello.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Coach.
Coach.
What's up?
It's your son. How are you?
What's going on?
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
I told these guys that when I was young, we sent our dog, Great Dane Maddie, to the farm, and they're telling me that you guys just killed him.
They told what?
They said that when you told me that we took Maddie to the farm, that it's actually dead.
No, that is not true. Who would say that?
Nick.
Coach. The statute of limitations is up. It's time to talk about what happened to that dog.
She. Well, at first, we're not on air, are we?
Could be. No.
We gave him to a couple guys first, and they couldn't handle her.
Oh, so he did. Oh.
Because the dog, Maddie would drag them around like crazy. Big so dog. They brought him back. So then we found a farm in Somerset that came and got her.
See? Told you guys.
Wow.
Fair enough. Wow. Fair enough.
He wouldn't lie to you.
No.
You think I'm going to kill a dog?
No.
We didn't think
I thought maybe it had like a tumor, you know, was on its way out.
No,
anyway.
No. We're saying it had to be put down.
Oh, no. That was my Doberman had to be put down. My Doberman had cancer.
See?
That's sad.
I told him. Yeah, I said you wouldn't lie to me.
No. The farm went to a farm in Somerset.
See? Well,
that's a relief.
I mean, the boys in the room.
I'm glad. I'm pumped about it, honestly.
How's life, man?
Huh?
How's life?
It's hot as fuck here, but I like it.
All right, hey, I appreciate you clearing that up for us.
All right, you guys be good. I'll see you in a couple weeks, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Can't wait.
All right, I can't wait either. See you guys.
See you, coach. See?
Told you. I feel really good about that. I want to get one
of those. You still think he's...
There's a little hint of doubt.
Farm up over in Somerset.
Next.
Oh, shit. You'd think I would kill a dog?
This is coming from our cereal mascots.
Oh, yeah.
This guy said, Tony the Tiger is a legit tiger with human-level intelligence.
The more
I think about it, the more terrifying he becomes. He would maul everyone.
Yes! Who is this guy? What's his name, Z?
This is Frag the Barbarian.
Wow! The Barbarian, this
he
guy.
He gets it. This guy gets it.
Tony the Tiger's fucking hanging out with babies and six-year-olds. I mean,
well, he's got a kind heart.
Yeah, he's like a superhero.
He spent a few months on a farm in Somerset.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like Tony the Tiger would be pretty easy. You know?
I mean... It's him or Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch has a sword and a musket, but that one shot better he lands.
It is him or Captain Crunch.
No,
yeah,
we said Count Dracula.
But, oh yeah.
What?
Hard to
but
kill.
But if Tony Tiger, he does actually have, he's basically human stuck
he's
in
Jack, too.
That's true. He's huge. A massive being.
He puts up like 550 probably on the bench.
You think so?
Yeah, he's massive. Look up a picture of him. He's huge.
Well, he's not a competitor because he needs to go outside and fucking strike out eight-year-olds playing baseball. So, you know, maybe Tony fucking step it up, pal.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to teach the young guys what's going to happen if they don't work hard, you know? How are they going to learn? How are they going to learn to get on the tees? Yeah, look at him. He's huge.
So on this
Do website, we have like a height and a weight?
Yeah, on this website, it's called Death Battle Fandom.
Here we go. Yes.
They have Tony the Tiger as 7'3", 303 pounds.
I mean,
that's a unit.
He's basically
that's
Kevin
fucking
Nash.
He's the big show. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
They're great.
I mean, he has got some things here. He's a boxer.
Oh shit! I forgot.
He can
gold glove champ.
He is a boxer.
He can keep up with a thousand of hockey pucks that were being tossed him at one time.
Yep. Stop them all.
What a resume.
Gotta stop them all.
He apparently has electric stripes, so he's immune to electricity. Able to help kids and adults.
True.
I mean, that's not helping you.
Can lift a tree which weighs 20,000 pounds.
Okay. Yeah. Hey guys.
He survived.
I'm glad you brought your gladiators and everything, yeah. But just stay home.
Good luck with your
He survived falling from buildings. He withstood a bull.
Yeah, but Captain Crunch is a fucking dead-eye sniper. He's taking that blunderbuss, fucking spinning around his finger, and shooting Tony the Tiger right in the forehead.
Let me see if I can search Captain Crunch.
I was going to say, give me some fucking measurables on Captain Crunch, please.
Because from the box, Tony, it looks like he's about 5'6".
3 foot nothing.
Listen,
dude.
Listen. He stopped 1,000 hockey pucks at the same time. You don't think that he could dodge a bullet?
Okay, can he dodge 1,000 bullets at the same time? Well,
Captain Crunch only has one bullet, my friend.
No,
we just
dual blunderbuss.
No, he's got a sword in the other fucking hand. We know that.
It's not even sharp.
Come on,
give it a blade.
No, it just says short. His height is short.
Okay, well, Napoleon. Yeah, and he was a fucking great, you know.
It doesn't matter how tall you are. If you have a gun.
The exception of Waterloo.
I mean, here's his physicality. He can carry a cannon.
Oh, that's like 10,000.
Damn,
pounds.
So he's yoked. Yeah, so he's short and stocky. Captain Crunch.
And that cannon, since it's likely an 18th century 36 pounder long gun cannon, the most common naval cannon of the French Navy, obviously, can weigh over 1,300 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Speed, he's dodged arrows.
Okay. Oh. So Captain Crunch.
See him dodge his tiger claws come from that 7-footer.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Captain Crunch. I mean, if Tony the Tiger...
His durability, he was twice run over by a stampede of people, was fine. He was tied to the rudder of his boat and held underneath the surface of a lake of milk for an unknown amount of time.
Oh, yeah? Don't forget about that.
Oh, my God.
Battle of the milk.
Captain Crunch.
Crunchberry threw him up onto a support beam and was struck by lightning.
Oh, so he's also...
He's also immune.
He was crushed by Smedley the Elephant several times. He can survive space. Elephants, I mean, tell you what, boys.
Holy shit. He can survive.
He has a confirmed IQ of 200.
Oh!
What's Mark Madden?
166.
Oh, who's the genius now?
He can summon magic lightning by saying Alakazam. Did you know all these things about Captain Crunch?
Magic lightning? By saying No, you're lying about
it. Swear to God.
By saying Alakazam?
Right, it's right here, dude.
Is he Shazam? Is that movie based off of Captain Crunch?
Keep going. Fucking
seamanship.
What do you want? What do you want? Wikipedia. I mean,
yeah, as a captain of his own ship, Captain Crunch is highly trained in the rudiments of sailing and navigation.
Yeah, wait till you get to the genocide section.
Oh no!
Well,
what he did to the indigenous people on foreign lands.
But next. That will tell us a little next. Bit about his deathmatch capabilities.
So this is Dan Chahasi. He tweeted hi and said, "I know you're busy, fella, but you put on a great performance in Hamilton."
I mean, I know you want me to react, okay? I know you want me to start screaming and say, fuck this guy. I'm not going to do it. Lin-Manuel Miranda is fucking Puerto Rican, all right? I'm about as white as they come. I do not look like
that guy. A big sentiment on the internet last night was that you look like Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, and you know what, Tony Gordon? Go to the goddamn Tony Gordon post, because I know you got it in there.
I don't, actually. Okay.
Easy on the Animorph animations, pal, okay? I mean, it just, you're grasping at straws. It's fake news. Like I said, hey, maybe the voice of Lin-Manuel Miranda, but I mean, outside of that, that's where I draw the line.
I initially sided with you, but then when I put the side-by-side comparative photo up, it was pretty striking.
See, can you go to Nick's Twitter?
Also, that's a bad photo of him. If we got one more head on, I think that looked more like you. No, that's what I'm saying.
Give me a guy whose fucking hairline doesn't start in the top of his head. And then I saw some fucking bald dude with like same hairline, though. I wanted to be like, listen, pal, drop 150 and then bring your hairline back and we'll talk.
Huh?
Still got a fucking luscious head of hair, my friend.
How about that?
What's up? Don't fucking pan over to me. What? Did you break the camera?
What's going on with the goddamn switching system right now?
All right, just get that out of the way. Next.
Yeah. I mean, the Captain Crunch.
This is as far as the plague, I believe, that Nick was talking about. Mostly the plague affects the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hard time not doing the line from Congo there.
Oh, nice. Do it. Just do it then.
Is it ape or monkey? Bad gorilla.
Bad gorilla!
Nah.
What the fuck was that? Hey, way to give it a shot. Way to give it a shot.
I forgot that I couldn't do the sign language for bad gorilla.
It's been a while.
So the plague affects the Congo, the Madagascar, and Peru. Huh. So all we have to do is shower, apparently.
Keep going.
Nick Morado is right. About 1,000 to 2,000 cases were there last year.
Thank you.
No,
Z, watch out for the plague.
What do you mean?
Because you don't shower.
I took a shower this morning. Plague-free, bitch.
Ooh.
shit. Don't stand under the rim, Nick.
I'm worried about all the animals on Madagascar.
Yeah. It's an island.
It'll be all right.
You ever been there?
Madagascar?
Yeah, I heard it's beautiful.
I do want to go, though, actually.
All right, next.
Love Madagascar, the movie.
Has anyone tried Grippo's barbecue chips?
I don't, but I'm...
I'm a Jay's baby.
You get a five-pound box for $8, so...
I don't want a box of chips, though.
I don't care what they come in.
I'd like a bag of chips.
You know what I want?
Goldfish come in boxes.
I want bags of chips to actually fill their bags with chips.
Zeet.
Yeah.
I don't want to dive too deep into this.
I think there's a science behind it that if you fill the bag so much that
I don't want to hear
all
it.
The chips
fill
break.
Up my bag with chips.
Plus, I like broken
chips. I'm not
going
to argue with you.
I like broken chips.
I'm not
going
to argue
with you. I hear you, pal. It's never going to happen.
When we opened that bag of Snyder's chips, amazing chips, by the way.
Yeah. Great chips.
It was a third. The bag was this big.
Yeah, someone give this guy some chips quick.
I want chips.
Next. Texting etiquette question here. Do you guys text back "you're welcome" after someone says thank you or just not respond?
Depends how big of a dickhead I want to be.
Yeah,
true.
It depends on the
I used
day.
To be really good at responding to texts.
Well, anymore too, since I'm they've so let you like shit and
yes.
like, you know what I
big
mean?
Thumbs up, guy.
Yeah, you give it a thumbs
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'll send a thumb, like just a thumbs up for
or
an
that.
Emoji, mm-hmm. or I'll say or
the
I'll
double tap
it.
Thumbs up thing.
Throw it in my
yeah.
shotgun.
Yeah, like a hang loose.
I do like the shotgun. Yeah, I think I'm gonna bring that into the emoji repertoire.
I saw
starting five.
McCown was fucking hitting the horns.
Horns hard.
Hook
that was pretty
with
awesome.
The flex.
Love it.
Yeah.
Maybe fucking that. Rock on, baby.
Yeah. yeah.
You know?
Hey, let's rock.
Hey, fucking rock on.
Fucking
baby.
Let's rock. Let's rock today. Yeah.
yeah. I hope we answered your question. Next. If you had to cook one dish to make Guy Fieri say that is gangster, what would it be? I'm not going to say it because he'll get mad.
Yes, Nick. You have to answer this question too.
Let's take Guy Fieri out of this.
No, Fieri. Actually, you know
what's your best
no,
dish?
No, let's leave that's Guy gangster. Fieri in this because yeah. him saying it's fucking gangster, bro, is like the best part of it. What I would do, a nice little ruse here, I would take a massive dump and then deep fry it
mm-hmm.
and have him eat it, and he would still have to say that it was gangster. So I think that'd be pretty sweet.
I think I'm best at making wingies.
Oh,
I think that's my go-to meal.
Wingies.
What are you best at making?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have. I'll, you know, if Guy
what are the
Fieri,
best? What are you best at microwaving?
What am I best at microwaving? Chicken.
Hold on.
Something.
Do you put raw chicken in the microwave?
No. Like a rotisserie chicken. You know, you cut a little
do
off.
Do you put raw chicken in the microwave?
No, I don't put raw chicken. I don't cook chicken. Only cook like
burgers.
Ground beef burgers. Yeah, like steaks. Omaha steaks, baby.
Are you scared of cooking chicken?
Sounds like it.
I am scared of cooking chicken, yeah. I don't want to cook chicken. I don't know why.
I've always been
you're very scared.
I just don't want to cook chicken. And I've thought about it. I'm just like, no, I'll just get a rotisserie chicken. Don't fuck with the chicken. Just don't, you know, there is a monopoly on chicken, and I don't want to mess with
the
chicken. Yeah, I there's something about it. And eggs, but I'm thinking about getting back into the egg game.
Dude, eggs are so easy to make.
So easy.
Wait. You were afraid to make eggs?
Not afraid to make eggs, but like the cracking and the shell.
Oh, I cracked those one-handed.
Eggs are the eggs you cook in like 37 seconds.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Eggs and bacon, too.
Nick, what's your go-to dish? Cool. Sketties?
I do make a mean herb chicken and penne with marsala sauce.
No big deal.
That's but I would never allow that fat stew to break his tongue. I'll feed him a fucking fist.
It's fury.
Give him a fucking knuckle sandwich, dude.
Put some frosting on him.
How's his taste, huh?
Zeke, do you make anything?
If I say I make a killer
pasta
enchilada.
Sundays.
Oh, pasta sundae was
dude,
always
the
good.
Meatballs.
The meatballs are also very good. But if I had to impress a lady, I'm making her some enchiladas.
Nice.
There you go.
All right, next. Of all the team mascots out there, which ones would be coolest to see fight in real life?
Which one did this?
The guy from Notre Dame.
Yep, that was my first go-to as well. Versus the Orangemen.
Or I was even thinking versus the guy from the Celtics, Lucky. I think those two guys. It's fucking fist.
You just
fight.
Want to see a couple Irish booze bags.
That one and also they
just got out of Southie any weekend.
That and they don't have like... They don't have costumes on. They're just like people who are dressed up. So they would just
all right, well, let's throw the mountaineer in there from West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably him.
Might as
yeah.
well throw the Minutemen in there.
Oh, might as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be tough. They're like the ice climbers, too.
I'd like to see Steely McBeam's
been thrown in there.
Steely McBeam sever someone's spine with his eye beam.
He does, yeah, dude. Yeah. Fucking carries a steel beam around, dude.
Is it me, what? Or does he look like the guy from the Purdue Boilermaker guy?
He does, a little bit. They were both modeled after Bill Carr. Little fun fact.
Also, Michigan State Spartan could stick his sword up someone's butt if he wanted to.
The USC Trojan, too?
Yeah, those two battling it out.
Trojan, yeah. That would be a legendary sword.
Do you guys remember
Hector?
The NCAA when you're able to do mascot games?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And you get like Florida State or no, what was it? Yeah, Florida versus like another like Notre Dame. It'd be all Gators out there.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good time. Long Gator.
Yeah, good times.
Next.
Get and eat his cat.
Oh, this is awkward.
Oh no.
What part am I reading?
Wait, I don't even remember. What did you say the state bird of Massachusetts?
He has said it on multiple episodes that the state bird of Massachusetts is a fucking turkey, and it turns out it is the black-capped chickadee. So.
Big year for chickadees, boys. Maybe it's just because when you drive into Massachusetts and it says Massachusetts welcomes you, there's a massive turkey on the sign. So I was always like, oh. Okay, I assume the state bird is the one who welcomes you to the state.
Yeah. Wasn't
sorry, there weren't a bunch of chickadees on there.
Wasn't it the first Thanksgiving at Plymouth Rock?
Yeah, exactly. That was what I was just about to say. Took the words right out of my mouth. The first Thanksgiving was at Plymouth Rock, so it was like, okay,
turkeys. Well, that's where they landed, but yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What? No.
That is not a turkey, my friend.
Oh, no.
That's not the sign that I've ever seen, so that's probably coming in from a different state.
That is clearly a chickadee.
There's a lot of signs.
Oh, boy, we got a lot.
Oh, there's one. There's one.
There it is.
Bingo, and that's what I'm talking about. Bingo. Thank you, motherfucker.
You lucky son of a bitch.
No. I'm serious. That is the sign I'm talking about. Ooh, thank God that is on there. I was like, no way. I've been looking at chickadees my whole life. Like, look at that turkey. That's a turkey. There's no way I've been doing that. That is the sign, too. I swear. Like, that is the one.
You've just been seeing normal-ass birds fly around. Like, look at that fucking turkey.
Oh, my God. Is that a turkey? Oh, look at that turkey. It's flying so high.
Do fucking turkeys
chickadee.
Fly?
No, they don't.
Turkeys can fly, yeah.
But they can just jump. They're like peacocks.
They can fly glide.
Yeah, fly glide, yeah. I also saw a video of peacock flying. My mind was kind of blown.
Peacocks can fly?
They can, yeah.
I'm think a peacock. So. Let me fly.
Next.
I don't want to fly on this one.
As everyone knows, I recently experienced a tragedy in my life where I had wet socks.
Oh, sorry, Tony. Sorry for your loss. That was
devastating to watch.
That was absolutely devastating. And I think the problem was that on that certain day at that certain time, I was wearing inferior socks that I didn't care about.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't even
got a little careless.
I got a little careless.
Yeah.
Sure. But I've made sure that'll never happen to me again, ever, because now I wear feature socks.
Oh, Tony!
Every single day,
dog,
to perform at my best from head to toe. Features socks. Features has solely focused on engineering innovative high performance socks for almost 20 years. They've created a sock with a custom like fit to prevent the issues from with conventional socks. No more bunching, slipping, friction, or blisters. Multiple cushion levels from ultra light to max cushioning for unsurpassed performance. That's what I mean. The cushioning?
That's the best part.
It's the absolute best part. It's like I'm walking on clouds.
Goodbye fucking ankle blisters.
Goodbye ankle blisters. Goodbye anything bad. Targeted compression acts like a hug around the arch of your foot.
Ooh.
Keeping the sock in place and preventing it from bunching, slipping, and sliding down into your shoe. The anatomical design conforms to the left and right shape of the foot, creating custom-like fit that keeps the sock in place so you can focus on your workout. Work out harder, recover faster, get stronger, run faster, and look great doing it. It's a lifetime guarantee, by the way. Features are so durable and long-lasting that if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair, no questions asked. By the way, it's a family-owned company.
Wow, love that.
Help them out.
Hugh Gaither.
Oh, God.
Hugh Gaither founded the company in 2002.
Yep.
And now he and his sons, John and Joe Gaither,
mm-hmm,
own and operate the company in North Carolina.
Just family-run business.
See why Features has quickly become the number one running sock in America. For the listeners of the pod. You can receive $10 off your first pair of features by going to features.com and using code the pod. That's FEETURES.com and enter promo code the pod at checkout. Again, that's features.com and use code the pod. Oh, this is for you, Connor. I listen to the pod at night when I'm laying down after the girlfriend is sleeping already. But Friday night, I thought the girl was sleeping. I start the intros, and all I hear is,
yeah, say it.
Get, get, get. So I guess Boston Connor has one fan.
She's that's the one, huh?
There are a lot of women out there who love the get, 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 get.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't, well, I'm sure we're going to find out today.
I'm sure they assume it translates into good fellatio.
Well, yeah, it sounds like munching box.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to. We're going to see how the.
That's seven. That's what that is.
It's a much different sound, so we'll see what happens.
There you go. Switch it up every once in a while.
She's been
getting used to get, get, get.
I got a couple
next
thoughts on it.
I hate to do this. I love that. The one on the right.
Oh, yeah. Can you guys settle debate between my wife and I? Which of the Kraft mac and cheese is better, the regular noodles or the shapes? And this is...
Look, I got to say something about this.
Don't.
The SpongeBob mac and cheese. I have to.
Don't do it.
Do it. Do it.
I have to.
Don't do it. Scooby-Doo one's better.
It becomes mush.
Yes,
it does. The
What, are you microwaving it?
No, I'm not microwaving it.
This guy doesn't know how to cook mac and
cheese. No, I don't. So wrong. I don't. The noodles are way more of a consistent...
Yeah, but they stink.
No, they don't.
Shapes taste 700 times better.
You gotta do al dente, too.
Look, I'm a shells guy to begin with, okay? I'm an Annie's.
You wouldn't know how to fucking cook a noodle if it slapped you in the face with it.
You're doing easy, Mac. Don't lie.
I'm a mac and cheese noodle guy. I'm not a mac and cheese SpongeBob guy.
I mean, the answer is Velveeta.
Oh. Yeah, Velveeta shells and cheese.
Yeah, Annie's.
Oh, man.
Excuse me.
I'm going to go out and say this. Velveeta is a little too thick for me.
Velveeta takes a second out of your life every time.
I am a Kraft over Velveeta guy.
Are you really?
Me too. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Velveeta's too thick.
I love it, though.
Tastes like I'm...
No.
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 It's too thick. It's too sticky.
I mean, have you ever put...
You understand this is fucking Tony skim milk. So
that's like, true. That is true.
Can't handle 2% in his
life.
That is
true.
Yeah. I mean, it's Kraft and its shapes. Connor's, for some reason, going normal noodles, and you guys are going fucking Velveeta. And Z, what are you going with?
I'm going Scooby-Doo.
Okay, so nice. Kraft shapes.
I mean, I love Kraft shapes.
Yeah, they're delicious. But if given the chance, I'm going Velveeta.
Okay. I mean, everyone is entitled to their opinion.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I love when there's breadcrumbs.
At least we're not going
it.
Annie's.
Who the fuck
dude,
is that?
Annie's is fucking delicious.
Their shapes are bunnies, I believe, if I remember correctly.
I thought they had shells. That's Annie's shells is what I always ate. I'm sure they do
try competing, yeah. It's bunnies.
Their logo is a bunny, yeah, but I eat the shells.
Oh, I just looked up Annie's. Yeah, that's trash.
All right. I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah, they are. There is a bunny on it.
Yeah, that is the logo.
But it does look like Mickey Mouse shells. Next. If you could be any soldier in a fictional battle like the Na'vi or Marines in Avatar, or Elves or Dwarfs in The Hobbit, or Rebel Scum or Stormtroopers in Star Wars, what part of what fictional army would you have been a part of?
This is such a good question.
I'd be in Xerxes' army getting sucked off by like a three-eyed goat or something like that.
Xerxes
I want to be in Xerxes' army, dude.
No.
Well said, I know. I don't think there's any other answer.
Xerxes' army. I had one and then it just completely left. I'm trying to think of it.
I mean,
it'd be cool to be part of the army of the dead in Lord of the Rings that just rolled over everybody in like 3 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say not the army of the dead.
The mummy? The mummy army?
No, not the mummy army. They were the kings in the mountains, the ghosts. But I would, in Aragorn's army, yeah. Like, I'd love to be in, ride with him. Frodo.
Is he the arrow guy?
No, that's Legolas. Aragorn's the king.
It's been a while since I've seen him.
Yeah, he returns the glory to man. He returns glory to man.
Educate yourself.
I'll be a fucking Stark bannerman.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they
had a hard fall.
They always get slaughtered.
Yeah, but you know what? Guess what? When the army of the dead storms Winterfell, I'm gonna be ready.
I wouldn't mind being a member of Uhtred, son of Uhtred's army, and then going to Valhalla.
Wouldn't mind that at all. It'd be nice to be in the Last Kingdom for sure. Being a Dane would just be awesome, just so you can wear those fur coats.
Zeet would like to be a war boy from Mad Max.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, what did they say?
Witness me!
But I was thinking about the Elmer Fudge cookie guys. You eat cookies all the time.
Who do they fight?
Not giving them any battles. So.
Who do they fight? The Keebler Elves?
Hey, I believe so.
I also have to say
Elmer Fudge.
being in the Harry Potter army wouldn't be bad either.
Leviosa.
Okay.
Do you have to be an owl?
No, you don't have to be an owl. You got to just cast spells.
You wouldn't know how to cast a spell.
Dude, I know so many spells.
Spelliarmus!
That's wrong. So you're
Crucial!
Dude, that's one of the unforgiven spells. You can't fucking
Yeah, he
that.
Just killed you.
Do that again, and I'm going to report you to the fucking Ministry of Magic, bro.
I've never seen Harry Potter, but I did live with a human for a long time who fucking loved Harry Potter.
I love
Mikey Harry Diggs?
No. One of my roommates. And he was Harry Potter for like 3 Halloweens in a row. And every time he would get blacked out, he would do every single spell he knew. And those are the two that I remember off the top of my head.
I've always wanted
that kid's the best. That guy is the man.
I believe you've met him and you do enjoy him.
I can't wait. That guy is great.
It's a good time. Any other armies?
There's definitely a few more. I think also
Tom Cruise in fucking Edge of Tomorrow.
That was talking about guys that got slaughtered. Oh,
but came right back.
Exactly. You're not dying. Times.
What's her name?
Only one person came back.
Emily Blunt in that movie is unbelievable.
It'd be cool to be one of the Myrmidons with Achilles.
Yeah, because they did not ever get slaughtered. Unless they were pretending to be Achilles.
Being in that underwater army.
Patroclus!
In Aquaman.
Patroclus!
That'd be awesome.
That's not how they say Patroclus.
Look at this guy.
I don't want your trash.
Yes!
Have you used this fork?
He just gave it to you.
Bill, we need you to come back in here.
He's coming.
There he is.
That is indeed a fresh fork.
Bill just served up a hot, steamy pile of Velveeta shells and cheese right in Diggs' face.
That did just come right out of the microwave.
Too much water in there, to be honest with you.
Good going, Bill.
It's a little watery if we're
being honest. That is to the fill line. That
if
is.
We're being honest, I don't know if Ty's going to agree or not. I can taste the water, I feel like.
We're piping hot.
It is hot. It's hot.
It is delicious. But I burned every fucking taste bud off my tongue, so. Does anyone else want any liquid gold?
Does anyone else?
Nah, I'm okay. Thank you.
You can see it steaming on
I'll
camera.
Probably finish it after. You might.
Yeah.
Next. Thanks, Bill.
Out of bed, Bill.
Question for the pot. If you had to be eaten alive by any animal, which animal are you choosing?
Anteater. It's a free blowjob.
Any animal?
Yeah, blue whale. Live in his stomach goal. Like Pinocchio did.
The fucking the acid will break you down.
Nah, not in the blue whale. Was scary, wasn't it?
Yeah, that always scared me that he was living in that whale's stomach, honestly.
It was just hanging out, dude.
It's like in Gears of War. There's that one mission,
and it's one false swoop, like into his stomach. Like you're not getting chewed
out. You probably climb out the blowhole too.
Yeah, yeah. Like he just opens his mouth, and you just happen to get.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I feel like to that point, maybe like a killer whale would be pretty easy. Have an orca. Just
I think they're chomping down.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But one bite is killing you. It's like a 50 cal.
No, those are the only ones that kill for sport.
What was it?
Oh my
god! Oh, yeah,
I was going to say.
Toss your dead body in the air.
Blackwater, whatever it was. The way those killer whales treat that fucking SeaWorld worker, let me tell you what, they're playing with that thing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
If you're gonna have to get eaten, the worst. Going out by like a shack would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
but how terrifying that is to.
But could you imagine?
Dude, yeah,
that's another animal that drags you down. So you're.
Could you imagine
round four,
if
right?
Shock Week?
Shock!
Has come to life.
See, do you guys think that like maybe the answer is like scorpion here or like a poisonous frog something?
That's even worse.
They would melt your skin.
Oh, see, the way it's portrayed in Holes with Shia LaBeouf, that lady just kind of like sits there. She's like, goodbye.
Talk about fucking kissing Kate Barlow.
Thank you. Kate Barlow, yeah, she just kind of dies. She gets bit by that lizard.
Stanley,
yeah,
but this is not killed by, this is eaten alive by.
True, fair enough.
It'd take a while for those things to...
Good point.
I'm trying to think of some very big animals.
Maybe a hippo.
Yeah, crush your skull.
Yeah, just real quick, crunch.
You know, like a fucking watermelon.
They kill more humans a year than anything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever want to be swallowed whole by an anaconda?
Hell no.
No. What about a gator?
Oh, they fucking rip every limb off your body.
Yeah, they do the death roll.
Mm-hmm.
Lion or tiger would be pretty electric.
Yeah, it would be electric, but just also like, wow, painful.
I just got fucking mauled.
I mean, a bear would obviously
grizzly bear. See, that's the thing with a grizzly bear. He might get you with one swipe, and you're just out.
Maybe. Maybe not, though.
We saw the Revenant.
You might feel every single...
We did see the Revenant, yeah.
All right, next.
Okay. Jeez.
Oh, no.
We out.
Sure looks like it.
That's it.
That's Wednesday, baby.
Look, kid, that's it.
Hey, that's Wednesday.
Yeah, that's Wednesday.
That's Wednesday. That's Wednesday. We will see you Friday. Keep sending in everything to @thepodpmi on Twitter and Instagram. DM or tag us or whatever. Check them before every episode to see if your stuff will make the pod fod. We appreciate it very much. Store.pacmanafshow.com for all those deals. YouTube, we are, I believe, approaching 850,000. Are we over 850,000?
Approaching, I believe.
And once we get to 1 million, big giveaway. So go subscribe to Pat McAfee Show YouTube. And we'll see you Friday.